Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. I'm going to start doing some almost kind of quick fire, answering individual questions type episodes. And so here's the first one. Now, let's get started. Is FRICS worth it over MRICS? So this is a question I often get asked by people. Is it worth going for the fellowship of the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors over just being a member? Now, there are obviously some benefits. There's surely got to be to becoming a fellow. I don't know whether this is still the case, but certainly at one point, I think you had to be a fellow to be able to sign off somebody's final submission for their APC Briggs Institute. I don't know whether that's still the case or not. There's obviously, I guess, a degree of professional pride if you've spent your life in the industry as a chartered surveyor and want to be recognised as a fellow rather than a member of the RICS. Having said that, if you were to ask me purely from a career standpoint, is there any value in being a fellow, being FRICS as opposed to MRICS? My honest view is no. In 25 odd years of doing this, I cannot say that any client of mine has ever said, oh, that's interesting, this guy's FRICS, that for us gives this individual more value to us than an individual is MRICS. I've never to date had that. I've never seen a client come back and go, oh, I see she's FRICS, that's great, she's definitely going to be better than somebody who's MRICS. I've just never ever seen that ever. So from a career standpoint, I would say there's no real value in becoming FRICS, certainly from any client I've ever spoken to, at least. I hope that answers that question. I guess it's no more complicated than that, to be honest. I guess the only advice I can give is from a career perspective, and that's my honest view from a career perspective. As I said, these are going to be short and sweet. I hope you like this one. Move on to next. Cheers. Bye.